ABC Melbourne.
Breakfast with Bob Murphy and Rochelle Hunt.
So for a lot of families in Australia, the highlight of the weekend is getting involved with kids' junior sport and basking in all of the goodness, but it's often tinged with that little bit of worry or concern that not everyone is on board with the right attitude. And Geelong United, they are calling out bad behaviour at basketball games by putting their names on the big screen. Yep, naming and shaming. Under the club's new policy, offenders' surnames, first initials and their penalties are broadcast on a TV screen at Beyond Bank Stadium to deter this bad behaviour. It was the idea of Emily Todorov, Geelong United Community General Manager, and she joins us. Emily, good morning to you. And why have you gone to this type of measure? How serious and who's been the target of this poor behaviour?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. So we were having issues with behaviour, especially towards our young referees. At Geelong, we have a very young group of referees, and they're exposed to a lot of abuse, and therefore we send them to the tribunal, and the results on the tribunal were fantastic. They were quite firm with the people that were reported. But I wanted to get the message across and make it loud and clear. If you misbehave, you're going to get reported and you're going to do the time.
What sort of reaction did you get from parents, from coaches, from players and refs to this idea? Did they think it was too extreme, Emily?
Well, you're going to have that small handful that don't like it. Pretty much they're the ones that are getting their names up on the board, to be honest. But the support I've had from the wider community has been fantastic. The referees love it because they feel like they're being supported, and the clubs are definitely supportive. They don't want that behaviour within their clubs either.
So it's a significant lever to pull, Emily. So you've got a process of people fall foul of the rules and guidelines, and then it's put up on the board. Have you seen a positive change week to week on the weekends for this junior sport?
So I've got another behaviour policy, which is kind of like a warning process. I've seen a big change since we've been doing that. But the name and shame has only been a couple of months now. So we've seen a little bit, but there's definitely a lot of talk out there within the community of the name and shame board.
Is the warning process counting back from 10? Bob and I do that as parents, and it doesn't work.
No, it definitely doesn't work.
It's important, though, isn't it, Emily? Because, I mean, we don't have enough refs, we don't have enough umpires. I'm wondering, has it boosted numbers of people putting their hands up to become referees?
Yeah, so it's setting the right culture for people wanting to be a referee, but also parents allowing their kids to be in that environment. My young son is a referee as well, so I want to make sure I create an environment where he feels safe and he can go and do his job without being abused or intimidated by adults especially. It's definitely creating that culture. We've had a massive recruitment of referees this year. We've had 100 on board already this year so far. It's fantastic. We've got about 380 referees in Geelong at the moment, so I want to protect them and make sure that even the young kids feel safe to walk into the stadium and be able to just play their game of basketball.
So it's a bold move, Emily, by you and your team down there. Have you been in touch? Have you been taking any calls from other sports, other communities around doing something similar?
No, I don't know why, but it seems to be people are scared to do it. I don't understand. Like, I'm sorry, if you misbehave, your name's going to be up there. So there shouldn't be anything to be scared of. It's pretty simple in my eyes.
I love how straightforward you're being on this, Emily. In all honesty, if you've got adults, grown people abusing children, essentially, who are out there doing a job, tough love, I say. I'm go girl.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's only that small handful. Majority of people are fantastic, and a lot of parents are calling each other out and, you know, pulling each other into line. So it is that very small handful, and we're never going to be perfect, but we can just try our best and make sure we've got that culture right.
How difficult, Emily, last one just before we let you go, last one from me. How does it translate with the behaviour of coaches? Because I'm a basketball kid. I grew up in basketball. You watch basketball at just about any level, right up to the professional levels. The culture of basketball coaches is to be quite animated and loud, and it can seem quite aggressive. Is that difficult with this code of conduct and set of circumstances you've built?
It is difficult. I've refed at a state level myself. I've just retired. And people see the theatrics of that level and the coaches, I guess, their theatrics. And then, unfortunately, it kind of steamrolls all the way down to juniors. But unfortunately, their education isn't there in the juniors. They don't have that rule knowledge. So when they try to deliver that message, it just comes across the wrong way. So unfortunately, they see, you know, these head coaches and mimic them, but they're not doing it the right way.
Fascinating. Emily, thank you. We might stay in touch.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me again. See ya.
Emily Todorov there from the Geelong United Community General Manager at the basketball group down there. 1-300-222-774. What do you think of this idea? Is it a step too far to name and shame people, or are we at the point where, like Emily, she's like, I don't care if people don't like me for it. I want the kids to be safe.
I do kind of like the bit that the junior sport is now become a bit like the junior classroom as well. It's like, no, parents, no good, name on the board. No gold star for you, name on the board.
If this is what it takes to ensure that young people are playing sport and reffing sport and just involved, maybe it's a good idea. 1-300-222-774.
Kate is in Warren Wood. We've been talking about the step forward by Geelong United, a basketball association who's naming and shaming poor behaviour on the scoreboard. Kate, what do you think about that?
Oh, I love it. I love that it's really straightforward, but I've been around basketball for 30 years and the last 7 as a coach of junior basketball, and I see bad behaviour every weekend, unfortunately, but I just worry that it's going to be a punish for the kids of the badly behaved adults, because for them to have their mum and dad name up on the screen is not only embarrassing, but a source of maybe taunting by other kids.
Do you think, though, Kate, I mean, yes, that's a really good point. But
how long do the names stay up? That's a text that came through that it's worth considering.
Will it mean, Kate, that the parents don't behave badly because they don't want to let their kids down?
I mean, you'd really hope so, but also I just think, it's embarrassing for the badly behaviour to occur in the first time for the kid at all, but then for the name to be shown where other children can see it. You'd hope it's a cycle breaker, but I'm just not sure.
My team barely know what I'm telling them, let alone the names of the parents of the other players, but, you know, it's a broad church out there.